Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
But did you hear there's a new trend? Yes, it's a new trend alert. There's one every 15 minutes. They keep coming. Just in case you think you've heard it all, you haven't. We're here to keep you in the loop. You need to know what an analogue bag is. And apparently you need to have an analogue bag. What is it, you ask? Well, freelance journalist Emer Harrington brought it to our attention and she's on the line to tell us more. Hello, Emer.
Hi, Dermot.
So what is an analogue bag and why do we need one?
So it's quite simple, really. It's a bag, could be like a tote bag that you bring around with you and you pop things in it that encourage you to take time off your device and away from your screen and engage in more offline activities instead. So things that you might reach for your phone to do. So could be something like having maybe a notebook so you can keep handwritten notes, having some reading material so you're not scrolling to read things on your phone. So just things to kind of break that habit.
Be honest, Emer, what highbrow location did you find out about the analog bag in?
I have to admit, I found out on TikTok when I was in one of these endless scrolling loops. Just, I'm sure I went on to do some research for work, looking for ideas for articles.
Of course,
and then
work.
Before you know it,
yeah,
research turns into just, you know, time lost to social media. And I saw the video there, ironically, but I did think it was a really good idea. So I looked into it a bit more.
Yeah, I mean, the irony is not wasted on us. The amount of content on social media giving us ways to get off social media and telling us why social media is so bad for us. But yet we have to go to social media to find out about it. But anyway, why is it so appealing then? What's in it for us if we can have one of these analog bags with us?
Well, we know that phones can be useful. Like, they do keep us connected. They are useful for keeping in touch with people and for entertainment, but it can sometimes just suck our time when we get into these endless scrolling loops. So the analog bag, or just having these offline activities, encourages us to reach for something else when we would normally reach for our phone. And that's really important. If you want to change any habit or behavior, you can't just try and stop something. You have to replace the habit with something else. And having things with you that you like to do and activities that you would naturally do on your phone can give you a substitute to just lower that screen time.
Is there a difference in the dopamine hit that we get, say, between watching yet another hilarious fail video or taking 2 minutes out to do a little bit of knitting from our analog bag? What's happening in our brains?
Yes, so when we're on our phones and we're watching these videos or on social media, we can get this kind of quick dopamine hit, and it can feel great when we're doing it, but very quickly afterwards that feeling can go away, and actually we can end up feeling worse because we feel like we've wasted time and not really gained anything from it. But when we engage in something offline, whether that's, as you say, knitting or maybe reading a newspaper or writing in a notebook, doing some sketching, the sense of satisfaction that gives us is more this slow-release dopamine, where we might have a sense of accomplishment, a sense of achievement, and we're also more present in what we're doing. We're getting more sensory input, you know, the feel of what we're doing, the look of it. All of that gives us this more slow-release dopamine that is overall better for our, you know, our sense of well-being, our sense of connection with ourselves and our self-esteem, and our overall well-being.
Yeah, I can't help but think that somebody from the 80s or 90s wouldn't call it an analog bag. They just call it a bag.
Well, the funny thing that I was noticing when I was looking into ideas for what people could put into this is there's been a huge increase in demand for Discmans and iPods, things that I grew up with, but obviously now everything's on our phones, but people are trying to go back to the old ways of doing things. So
I don't want to be going back to the era of the Discman. I mean, that was a time that nobody needs to relive, those skipping rubbish things. They were terrible. Do you remember, if you tried to find ways of cushioning it on the dashboard of your car, you know, putting it on four coats so that it wouldn't skip every time you hit a pothole.
It's brilliant if you could hold it absolutely flat for your entire journey.
Yeah. Yeah. You had to walk around with it on your palm like a waiter arriving with drinks to a table or something.
Some things are best left in the past.
Yeah, but you know what? There is truth to it, I guess. I was watching my daughter. She does home ec and she was doing some crocheting at home. And so to see her sort of working in this intricate work with her hands. And, you know, I imagine that, like, yeah, I was saying, yes, now here she is, mindfulness in action. I'm sure she's going to get loads out of this and she'll have an appreciation for time away from screens. And I was like, so I see you doing the crocheting. Do you feel really good? And after that, you feel really satisfied? And she's like, no, I'm doing it for homework. So she was like totally unimpressed.
I think that's a really good point as well, that when you're choosing something to put in your analog bag, it's important that you don't just pick something you feel you should be doing. Like, one person might love knitting and crocheting, but for another person, you know, that's really boring and they might prefer to take something like a sketchbook and something they can draw with or something to write in. So really try not to use it to make all these new habits, but instead you lead into what you already like doing.
Yeah. What's in yours?
So for me, I love writing, and I tend to turn to my phone for work a lot, or for looking up ideas or making notes. So I always make sure that I have a notebook. I think that's really important so that I'm not automatically reaching for my phone. I love to read, so I like to bring a book. So I always like to have a book of fiction, so a novel that I'm reading. But I also like to pick up a physical newspaper or magazine. And I think it can be a really nice thing to do as well, maybe to treat yourself to a subscription to a magazine you like or a newspaper, so you can get more inspiration. And crucially, like, I'm not as distracted. If I'm reading a physical newspaper, I'm not going to open a new tab and get sucked down a rabbit hole of something else. So there are things that I always make sure I bring with me. I'd lean into those things more than crafts or drawing, because I don't do these things in my life anyway. So I feel like if I was to try and replace my phone habit, I need to pick something that I'm naturally drawn to.
Yeah, that's a good point, because sometimes we try and lean into things like, you know, mindfulness or something like that, and if it just feels too awkward or different, then we mightn't want to stay in that space and we go quickly back to our normal distractions. I remember back in the back in the day, you'd go to the shop, the shop at a train station, and they would sell those puzzle books. Do you remember? They'd be like 4,000 word searches in a book. And they were really popular. I think when I get my analog bag, I might put in one of those kind of old style puzzle books, and because I do have kind of fond memories of those.
Yeah, and they're so popular. Like, think about how popular Wordle was during the pandemic.
Exactly.
And, you know, you can get books with Sudoku. You can get books with word searches, word puzzles. They're really great for engaging your brain. And, you know, again, you can be really present with it. You're not going to be distracted. There's all the tactile things you can get. Like, some people, if they're naturally restless, little fidget toys can be really good. Something that's got some sensory input. And, you know, as I said, sketching, adult coloring books are really good now. A craft like knitting, it's not heavy. You can bring it around really easily. And also practical things, like, bring around, if you naturally use your phone for your diary, maybe have a paper diary with you, or a notebook for note taking, just so that you don't feel that you reach for something practical and then end up on it for ages, just looking at.
And just doodling is nice sometimes, just seeing where your hand wants to go. Rosaline has been on. She says, in my bag, I used to keep a pattern for a daffodil, which is possible to crochet on the dart from Bray to Dunleary.
Love that.
Once a woman came over to me and asked about it, and she joined my crochet class afterwards. That's pretty cool. And someone says, it's a bag for the messages. I use one and always have writing and reading materials in there. So that's it. Grab a tote and get out there and be a little bit more analog. Emer Harrington, freelance journalist, thank you so much for all the inspiration.
Thanks for having me.
Let's take a break. Back in a few minutes.
Text 51551. Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1.